coming back home, taking a look at the JSE's performance. The All Share 0.4% to the good, and that despite the pressure being exerted on the Financial 15, it trading 2.5% in the red. Of course, a lot of the reprieve coming through from not only in the Industrial 25 space, but more so the Resources 10 component trading over 2% higher, leveraging off that weaker rand today. Joining me in studio now to have a look at the day's markets action, Rob Tal from Sasfin Securities and Martin Smith from Anchor Securities as well. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining me in studio this evening. And let's start off with the JSC managing a positive finish. As we heard there, Jonathan Myerson highlighting that the bond market took the brunt of that GDP print that surfaced today. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I mean, on the local side where companies were just really invested in South Africa, we saw them get really decimated. So we saw banks really weak, and we saw the retailers come off. Shoprite was down 3.5%. Standard Bank was down 4%. So on the local level, we got hit quite hard off of that GDP print. But then you saw the miners come through. You saw Richemont up nearly 5%. So all of the big rand hedges supported us, and that's really where we got the positive side from.
Yeah, if we hone in on the weakness, a financial index coming under pressure, finishing the session 2.5% lower, but at one point as much as 4% in the red, Martin, heading for its biggest drop since November. And it's expected because banking earnings are highly correlated to that of GDP growth. Having said that, are you seeing any opportunity in the banking space right now?
So, I mean, like you said, that GDP number came in and it was an absolute shocker. We were speaking off air, and the lowest number that I saw in pre today was at -2.2%. So it was a massive shock to the system. But yeah, there is obviously value in some stocks, and I still would like some banking exposure. So you kind of look for best in class. Something like a First Rand is one that's in my portfolios.
Okay, so that one in Martin's sight. So Rob, it's not to say that these banks aren't maneuvering in this very difficult climate. Standard Bank's announced a full list of branches that have been or will be closed as part of its realignment strategy. It's now saying that it's expecting to shut 104 branches, 13 more than initially announced. I mean, this is what comes within a weak growth environment, right?
It is, and I think that there's a lot of debt that's piling up within the bank. So if you took a look at Tongaat, a lot of that problems with Tongaat got taken onto Nedbank's book and Standard Bank's book. We're starting to see Aspen with a lot of debt. Who holds that debt? Some of the banks hold that as well. So I think the debts are holding, the banks are starting to hold a lot of corporate debt. So we really need GDP to pick up. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem with the banks. So I think, yes, they're maneuvering. They can, they've got transactional fees that are coming through. They make good margins on the interest earned. But it's starting to get tighter and tighter for them. So I think the banks are fairly priced, but they're not just a dive in and, pure value yet.
Having said that, looking at Investec's performance today, pretty much cushioned from the onslaught. We've got Investec PLC up 3.4%, Investec Limited up just over 3% as well. Is that sheer pound effect coming into play, Martin?
Yeah, that's exactly what we have thought as well, because obviously you've seen the local banks taking a big hit. So obviously there's a little bit of cushion from the Investec side.
So that rand hedge impact being felt. RCL in the meantime announcing today it expects to report a decline of at least 20% in annual headline earnings per share due to poor performances at its sugar and chicken businesses. No big surprises there really, right?
Not really. I think the one good thing was that on the branded side they're starting to do quite well. They're building up that branded good side in the FMCG side. So they've got a lot of biscuits and really got strong brands there, and that's doing really well. On the chicken side, there's still huge imports coming through. They can't compete on price. And on the sugar side as well, there's just people are not buying as much sugar as they did before. There's also the sugar tax that's come through. Mm-hmm. So sugar under pressure, you saw it in Tongaat and also in Illovo's numbers. So a problem on sugar, a problem on chicken. But the other side of the business is looking good. And I'll be quite interested to see how they grow the branded business.
Yeah. Where interest there is on growing that business, Mass Real Estate is very ambitious as far as its growth targets are concerned, saying it expects distributions or wants distributions per share to grow by 30% by June 2022. Viable target in your books?
I think it is. So at the moment, they've got growth penciled in for about 15% year on year. You're getting an 8% dividend yield in euros, which we find quite attractive, obviously, especially on a day like today with what the Rand's done. They've got a great pipeline, a really good management team, nice visibility on that pipeline. So I think it's completely doable. And it's actually one that I've been adding to in my portfolios.
It's not your stock pick, though. What is?
Not my stock pick. Obviously, on the back of the news out of the States with regards to all the antitrust issues, we saw the FANGs take a bit of a knock. I use that as an opportunity to top up on a few shares there. I think Amazon is the pick of the bunch, though.
Okay. So Amazon there, your stock pick, Rob?
So I also like the FANGs. I think they've been sold off quite aggressively. I think you can still wait. I think there's still a lot of noise, and there's still noise coming through about the regulations around these big IT companies. So I also taking a look at them, but I'll just stay in cash at the moment for the next maybe week or so just to see how the trade war pans out and how Trump finishes off in England.
And where things settle. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Rob Tull is with Sassman Securities and Martin Smith with Anchor Securities. It's not your stock pick, though. What is?
Not my stock pick. Obviously, on the back of the news out of the States with regards to all the antitrust issues, we saw the FANGs take a bit of a knock. I use that as an opportunity to top up on a few shares there. I think Amazon is the pick of the bunch, though.
Okay. So Amazon there, your stock pick, Rob?
So I also like the FANGs. I think they've been sold off quite aggressively. I think you can still wait. I think there's still a lot of noise, and there's still noise coming through about the regulations around these big IT companies. So I also taking a look at them, but I'll just stay in cash at the moment for the next maybe week or so just to see how the trade war pans out and how Trump finishes off in England.
And where things settle. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Rob Tull is with Sassman Securities and Martin Smith with Anchor Securities.